Hello.
This is Percy from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes, who is this?
My name is Percy, and we're calling from Opinion Research. So, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
What do you want to know?
Well, for this survey, it's kind of to get a demographic. So truly any answer you say is perfectly fine because you want to get your opinions. So
I'm an independent.
Independent, all right. So this November, there's going to be an election for U.S. president and other offices. So how certain are you to vote? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain to vote?
Oh, very sure. I'm voting, period. I vote all the time.
All right. So first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know. I really can't say.
All right. No worries. Oh, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, all right. So do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of services provided?
They're high. That's it. Yeah.
So much too high, then?
I said they're somewhat high.
Somewhat high? All right. So the school district you live in, which is Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSE competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demands for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. So to pay for all of this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6?
No, I wouldn't vote for that, no.
All right. The second ballot issue would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations on existing schools as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical
education. That's okay.
So would you vote no on this then as well? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. All right. So to kind of just finish up this one question, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond for all of these people to increase property taxes?
No.
$2
no.
Per month? No. All right. So knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school buildings projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
No.
All right. So last on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs, which would be school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demands for technical job school training and security, school security needs, as well as higher... Mm-hmm.